听力课堂，听 class.com。
Doting Love Strip for Machu Picchu.
Part of an attempt to increase tourism, Peru's government has decided to install a cable car to take visitors to the ruins of the Inca city Machu Picchu.Critics say a cable car will take away jobs and destroy the site's mystique.
I'm sitting on a slab of rock toward the upper end of the old city. The view from here has to be one of the most remarkable in the world. Below me are grass-covered terraces and stone buildings and stairways that seem like organic extensions of the natural landscape. I can also see very clearly from here where the cable car would go, crossing the river down below and climbing the steep hill up to my right.In fact, there's almost no place in the ruins where the cables, the towers, or the cars themselves would not be visible. Local resident Carlos Ramirez points across the valley to the sacred mountain where the first support tower would most likely go and compares the cable car project to putting an elevator in a 16th century cathedral. Ramirez is president of the Committee to Defend Machu Picchu.
The most serious problem and the biggest reason for our opposition is the impact on the landscape. How can you destroy the magic of this place, this incredible landscape, which has earned the admiration of the entire world?
The number of tourists visiting Machu Picchu has been rising steadily every year, and the cable car plan is part of a major push to attract even more.The government says it's looking for ways to soften the visual jolt, such as running the cables just above the tops of the trees. But UNESCO, which has declared Machu Picchu a World Heritage Site, has urged Peru not to make any final decisions on the project until a study team can visit the country this October. Still, with bank loans already approved, it's hard to imagine the cable car not eventually moving forward. Developers are rushing to prepare for the influx.The company that won the cable car contract wants to build two luxury hotels nearby. The government is privatizing the railroad line, hoping to make the trains faster and more comfortable. Gustavo Manrique, the official in charge of Machu Picchu, says that with those sorts of changes, the cable car makes sense.
Nowadays, if you want to develop tourism anywhere in the world,You have to look for alternatives for access. It's fundamental. You need to improve access to places with a major flow of tourists.
Manrique says the cable car would provide a quieter, smoother, and more scenic ride than the buses. It would also dramatically increase the number of tourists who could visit the site each day. Now about 2,000 people a day pass through Machu Picchu during the peak season. Officials say the site could handle 8,000 if visits were limited to a couple of hours.Susan Hepley, visiting from Flagstaff, Arizona, says that would completely change the Machu Picchu experience.
If you bring in that many more people, it'll be a number of years before they have to lock this place up and herd people like sheep through very limited portions.
Critics also say it could be a loss for Machu Picchu itself. They point to studies warning that if the number of visitors is greatly increased, the ruins could begin to crumble.The government counters with its own studies, concluding that the increase it has in mind would not threaten the site.
Music